The action has arrived at Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Everything you want, just the way you want it. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And Eagles drive just ends. They're now plus 300. Giants minus 455 goes back to them. We can't get a replay on any play to know, oh, was there interference? Oh, was this happening? We can't get a replay. Everything stinks tonight.
Wait, you don't like the video of just random players running off the field?
Well,
as we get the infinite wisdom of Booger McFarlane and Joe Testor?
Yeah, like, I need to see, was the throw bad because of this? Was the throw bad because of that? Oh, it was a bad throw. Okay, we still need to see it again.
This is like the 15th game in a row. Not the 15th game. It's probably the third game, if I'm being literal, in a row that I've said, this announcing crew sucks. But then I think, all right, well, this is the announcing crew we deserve. 5-7, 2-10. Unfortunately, this is Monday Night Football. It's just been bad all year.
It's supposed to be at least be a top four crew.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
And bad production value. B-Hawk in Philly. You're on 97.5 Fanatic in the green zone. What's up, B-Hawk?
Yo, bro. The Eagles get me right now. I got 3,000 yards in the recreation center. No fumbles. I'm ready to play right now.
Listen, we take you, B-Hawk.
I would take you right now.
I need 100,000 in a bus pass.
I would take Stephen Hawking right now as a cornerback for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Can wheel out there.
We won heads, and the Eagles bought anything that's coming tomorrow, man. I'm actually low key right now. I'm trying to save up.
I can tell.
You know what I mean?
I'm low key right now. Because I've talked to you enough times to know you wear your heart on your sleeve. You're an emotional guy. You're reeling it back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm reeling back. I'm just mad. We got coworkers. We got people bringing in kids to these cheap tickets. You got people missing money. People losing homes tonight because of y'all. I can't even, say nothing like I want to on a rate. Man, come on, man. We won heads, man. The Super Bowl is almost starting to be the worst thing. But you know what? It's making more apparent that the coaching staff that was under Doug, man, Doug's dust, man. The new norm. Yeah, you're right, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have it tomorrow. You better,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, this is the new norm. I don't want any part of the new norm.
Everybody can go, man. Look, I'm trying to save my sanity. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. I'm done, man. Look, I'm playing 2K, bro. Man, I'm done, man. I don't know what you're going to say, bro. I'm done. This is ridiculous, bro. I don't know, bro.
I think that speaks for a lot of people in the city, unfortunately.
Are you kidding me? You don't even deserve to read green.
Yeah.
I'm about checked out. I moved on to the Sixer season. I moved on. It's hockey season. It's basketball season.
So right now, just so we know, it's another third down. Can the Eagles get themselves off the field on third down? It appears that, they do.
Malcolm Jenkins, good play.
Malcolm Jenkins puts it away. The Giants will punt. Now right now, at wide receiver. Now I know we're going to get, matter of fact, Justin, Virginia Beach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's good, man?
What's up, Justin?
Look, man, look, I'm going to let you guys know, look, I've called him before. I listen to 97.5 The Fanatic from about 6:30 in the morning to about 5:30 at night.
Okay? Appreciate that.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
I listen to everybody. Look, man, I love Carson Wentz, but now I'm starting to doubt it. Like, why don't he just, I used to coach youth football. Like,
don't skip that. Skip that. Skip your youth football thing. Get to what you want Carson Wentz to do. I don't care what you did with 7-year-olds.
Get rid of the ball. Get rid of the ball. Live to play another play.
I don't understand.
What are you talking about? What has he done today?
He's done that.
What are you talking about today?
Get rid of the ball, man.
What are you talking about today? Are you in today's game? I'm saying, what has he done today that has upset you today? I'm all ears.
He just won't get rid of the ball.
His offensive line is not blocking. On top of it, his wide receivers were one guy taking off the scrap heap and another guy who should be on the scrap heap.
Right. You have a second-round pick. Right now, Dan Orlovsky came out and says, this is an ESPN analyst. Not me, not Pat, not Tyler. This is an ESPN analyst. Listen, Justin, and then I'll let you finish. Listen. A NFL analyst says, he is playing with two wide receivers, only one, who aren't NFL wide receivers. No one is going to play good in this game at QB. That is a QB analyst saying no one would.
Tom Brady couldn't play good.
Alshon
with
gone.
These guys.
Aguilar gone.
Like they're out.
So just tell me.
Your three wide receivers that you came into the season with Jeffrey, Aguilar, and Deshaun, they're all out. Greg Ward Jr. is your best wide receiver right now. Greg Ward Jr. He is a converted quarterback.
And you know what? As an upset Eagles fan, this is who we're talking about. I mean, Does it not go down to the brass?
It definitely goes down to the front office. I've been ripping them all game. I've been ripping the fact that they came into this game with three healthy wide receivers because of their arrogance, because they thought we didn't need a fourth wide receiver. We're good. They had three wide receivers on the practice squad, and they felt like they didn't need any of them.
And awesome, but you know what? I love Carson Wentz, but either the Eagles got to get him some help.
Well, that's it.
And that's
what
it.
You got to get him some. You want to judge Carson Wentz? Go get Odell Beckham Jr. and you draft a wide receiver in the first round. And then you judge him next year. And if he's bad next year with a healthy, non-sports hernia Odell Beckham Jr., then by all means, then get rid of him.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
But you're not I'm not cutting my quarterback when I have Arcega Whiteside and Greg Ward as my only two wide receivers. I'm not doing it.
You had a phenomenal tweet earlier during a break. If you want to find that and read that off. Of the fans' feeling of Carson Wentz, and some fans out there actually want to go to Josh McCown like he will improve this team. He's not. You know, I mean, he's not Ann Sullivan. He's not a miracle worker. All right, he's not Jesus out there. He's not turning water into wine, and he's not turning Greg Ward Jr. into Jerry Rice. It's not happening.
Also, real fast, nobody and gets
not
crushed
great
again.
Show. Not
well, look at where he is.
No, I know where he is.
Look where he is.
I know.
Look where he is.
Not ideal, but it's also not a great throw.
Ooh,
to be fair, I'm saying he was getting hit, but...
Oh. Good thing I saw that. Pat Eagle was just crapping on Carson Wentz
Don't make me out to be a Carson Wentz
hater.
That's
what you were doing.
Don't make me... Just because I'm wearing a Josh McCown
illegal
jersey...
Illegal hit. It's hard to throw that he's running. Legal hits. Oh, my goodness.
Where does Leonard Williams get off?
That should be an ejection.
What is that? What is this, the WWE? He just casually throws an elbow? Like Carson Wentz doesn't have enough problems as is?
Minor League Baseball and MLB just removed marijuana from the banned substance list.
Good.
The NFL announces it on once a year. So, there you go.
Leonard Williams, that was dirty.
Dirty play.
Dirty play, man. This dude has enough problems as this. He doesn't need your elbow getting in the way. Doesn't need it. Oh, making me out to be a Carson Wentz hater. I just thought he should have completed that pass. That's
I guess if you die.
He was three yards away. He went to his feet.
Oh, now bad Jesus. Snap.
Great. The offensive line woes continue. The offensive line woes continue. Now our center can't do his job.
So now it's third and long. It was second and short. First of all, though, how about be under center a little more often? Sonny, West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, the web ball, that would help.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you both?
Doing all right.
I feel kind of like the guy that called in, Henry or Harry, whatever his name was, from the Navy.
Henry, our man.
Yeah, he had a very animated conversation. And then the last guy, you know, you shouldn't talk on the radio while under the influence. But anyway.
I don't blame him, man. This team's driving me to drink.
I know, but you can't do it on the air. Because what you say doesn't make too much sense often, like he didn't. But in any event, thank you guys for what you do.
Thank you.
This team is like, I don't know, I've been a fan for as long as I've been able to be a fan. And it's like when the children would come home with homework and you're sitting up with them trying to help them with their homework, but you care more about them getting the assignment done than they do. And that's the way this coaching staff seems to be. Doug is a sellout. He's been hiding behind the good people that he had that left, and now that they're not there, it's like, you know, your slip is hanging now. Every game looks like the last game that looks like the last game, and none of them look, I mean, the high school games that were played Thanksgiving look better than a lot of the Eagles games that looked this season. And that's, I'm complimenting the high school coaches more so than I am these coaches here. But, I'm like you, buddy. I think everybody should be fired. Nobody should get paid on Monday. They should get paid on Wednesday or Thursday or, you know, get a plane ticket and be sent back to wherever they came from. Because if I didn't work up to my potential on my job, I would get a notice.
I got you, Sonny. You know, if you don't work in your job and...
I see what he's saying, though, because what pisses me off about sports... in particular, is you can be the worst coordinator in the world. You can be Rex Ryan and I'm sorry, Rob Ryan, and you will get hired. You will get another job because people just, they like you, like hanging out with you. So I understand what he's saying, where, you know, in a normal person's job, but this isn't a normal job. It's the NFL. You know, and the reality is there probably won't be any firings tomorrow. There probably won't be. They probably will wait until the end of the season. I mean, I remember the shock in Philadelphia when they fired Chip Kelly before the end of the season. I think a lot of people expected a thorough investigation into whether Chip Kelly was the guy. And the fact they fired him before the season was over was a shock. They're not going to fire Doug Peterson before the end of the season. They're not going to fire anybody before the end of the season.
Well, you can fire somebody. You shouldn't fire the head coach before the end of the season.
But who would... for me, like last week I was going, look, Corey Undelin should not be here. Carson Walsh should not be here. I've been done with.
Now, apparently, though, the reason you don't do that is you have to replace them with better guys. And if you start firing guys in season, it makes other position coaches resistant to take the job because they're going, well, I moved my whole family. Those guys do not make a lot of money, unlike Doug Peterson, who's a millionaire. So I moved my whole family to a city and you fire me in the middle of the school year. Early, I think that a lot of people will then be reluctant to take the job, and that's why they don't do it.
They might be, or they might be realists and say, okay, I watch the Eagles a lot.
I understand
why they were fired, because they were dog crap.
So fire me at the end of the season if I'm dog crap. Don't do it in the middle of the season. I'm not taking that job. I'll go work for Arizona.
All right, then go for it for Arizona.
I'll go work for Tampa. I'll go work for another city where they don't fire position coaches during the season. Now, a coordinator.
Soft. That's soft.
It's not soft. It's smart. Soft. I wouldn't. These guys don't make a lot of money.
These guys are all arrogant, too. They all think that they're the greatest coach in the world.
Not position coaches. Head coaches are arrogant.
They all think they're future head coaches. So just do your job. Get through it. I'm sorry. I want position coaches fired. I can't think of many players on this team.
I want coordinators fired.
I want both. I want all of it.
No, I'm not firing
coordinators.
Any position coach.
I want position coaches.
I'm only firing people who can make
office people
who can have a livelihood.
Scouts. The dude who plays Swoop needs to go. Everybody needs to go.
So on a big third down, the skill position guys were Zach Ertz, Greg Ward, Josh Perkins, Boston Scott, and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Oh, what a murderer's row of impact players. I mean, That's incredible.
Well, that's
and the strength of your team is supposed to be the offensive line, and they're getting your quarterback killed when he does have, you know, have to drop back to find an open guy.
Jerry in Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, guys, how you feeling?
Terrible.
Yeah, me too. I'm watching the game right now. I was going to tell you guys, I said, well, I wonder what Doug Peterson is going to say, because last week he was like a little pissy girl.
Yeah,
in the press conference.
Yep.
He was like, oh, you know what? You know, you guys are talking about production and stuff. Like, dude, how dare you take shots at the media when you sucked at your job all year? Don't get pissed off at people that are making 60 grand a year following your bum self around when you're sitting here sucking at your job when you get paid millions, dude.
Yeah,
cut it out.
You know what? I'm gonna get really irritated when he says, and he's gonna say it when he says, if you've played competitive sports before, I've played in the NFL before. Bro, you held a clipboard for Brett Favre. That is the safest job in the NFL.
I mean, he did start for the Eagles.
Okay, for six games.
No, Doug Peterson is a typical jock quarterback that goes to that. That's the cop-out that every athlete does. You never played, so you don't know. No, dude, if I've been alive longer than you and I've been covering the sport longer than you, maybe I know just enough about you. Maybe I didn't play it and go through the pain like you did.
Yeah,
and I know just a little bit about you.
Yeah,
brother.
And I don't remember Bill Belichick's illustrious NFL career. I must have missed that, but... Yeah, he seems pretty good at his job. So we're going to end up getting in the post game. I'm sure the post game show will cover Doug Peterson's pressure. But yeah, we're definitely going to get snarky Doug, who thinks he's gonna roll his eyes like he always does. Yeah, like
and another punt. The Eagles will.
You know, and what annoys me in his post game pressure is when he goes over and over again. You know, as I've said, as he's annoyed by the question and the audacity to ask the question that unfortunately needs to be asked again because this team once again crapped the bed.
I still don't understand exactly why they came into the game with three wide receivers.
It's arrogance.
Especially when you know that one of them can't play.
Arrogance.
And what I mean by he's not a full-time wide receiver yet, and Greg Ward.
Arrogance.
He's a guy who's going to only play a certain number of snaps.
Sheer arrogance. That's all it is, Ty.
I just don't understand.
We're facing a 2-win team. We don't need a fourth wide receiver. We're going down to Miami. We don't really need the game plan. We're good.
And then one gets caught off.
We don't need to run the ball. We're good.
And now, legitimately, now right there, all of those punts are all since Alshon went out. So maybe, perhaps, they should have known that not having any wide receivers would be detrimental for the offense.
All right, quick question for you.
Yes.
Queen and Slim plays at 10:20. Harriet
plays 10:20 now.
At 10:30. Well, yeah, but with previews, we can make it. Over at the one on Main Street in Manion.
No, I want the 10:30.
Okay, 10:30 was Harriet. So I can buy Harriet. Tickets now. We can just call it a day.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm done. The bro's in the house for the postgame
show.
Bro,
you're invited, too, if you want to come. We can all head to the movies and just forget about this. Because this is brutal to watch.
It's brutal. But they had the ball around. At this point, Eli, by the way, is doing nothing in the second half. He's now under 500 on his passes. It's funny. When Darby just doesn't leave a guy wide open, Eli's playing a lot more like Eli. It's funny how that works.
Yeah.
But this also, so one of the worst things that could ever happen, Jason Peters gets his draws taken from him. Guy crushes Carson Wentz directly into Lane Johnson's leg. That all happened today. He gets carted off. He's playing in honor of his late grandmother.
I feel like that play right there signifies the season.
So it's been proven. One more year of Sproles was idiotic. And more, it looks like one more year of Jason Peters was terrible. I'm just disgusted. I can't take it.
Yeah, I'm done with Jason Peters. Completely done.
Eagles first down by non-penalty in the second half.
Could not be more done with Jason Peters.
But it's just unbelievable.
Him and
Boston Scott.
Him, yeah. Him and Isaiah Malo need to go. I can't go in another year with Isaiah Malo at left guard. I can't do it. Yeah, I don't care if you need to pay a guard a lot of money.
Think about that now. On third down, now the Eagles are going to who?
Boston Scott.
They didn't expect to have to play him on a single third down this year.
It's literally Boston Scott, Josh Perkins, Greg Ward Jr. on the field right now for your team.
What's the flag?
It's on the defense. But think about that. Josh Perkins, Boston Scott, Greg Ward Jr. Folks, they're throwing out week 4 of the preseason. That's the team. That's your weapons. That's your offense. This is a week 4 of the preseason offense. Big V at right tackle. Josh Perkins out there. Boston Scott at running back.
Here's the other thing I'm waiting for, Doug. Now, 4 straight games. The Giants did one earlier. They didn't get a touchdown, but they did one. Where's the trick play? You don't have offense.
Where's something?
Where's the trick play?
Something to jumpstart it. You got to get tricky. And you've brought up, I've brought up in the past, Greg Ward Jr. played quarterback 3 years ago.
There's a third wide receiver, tight end Perkins. Josh Perkins, your third, just caught a first down.
Greg Ward Jr.,
your third wide receiver.
He didn't forget how to throw a football.
No. He played at a high level in Houston. They won a lot of games.
Oh, they won a ton of games. They went to a New Year's Day Bowl.
They beat Oklahoma.
They beat Temple, too. It's almost as impressive. Almost.
I'm saying they beat Oklahoma with him as quarterback.
Yeah. They also beat Temple with him as quarterback. Let's not forget, Ty.
The Military Bowl bound. On
that's
December
right.
27th.
North Carolina, we're coming for you.
There we go.
That's a team that
wins.
There
we go.
We might have lost coordinators left and right, but we're winning.
Eagles are going towards the red zone. This would be big. The question is, can someone make a tough play on offense?
I'll tell you what, that ticky-tack, yes. Boston Scott, look at him run.
Look at Boston Scott.
That ticky-tack holding call that should not have been, that took away 6 points.
17-7 looks very different right now.
Very different. Very different.
Very different. Because a field goal would be fine here. Get it to 17-10.
Yeah.
You have to get 7 here. It's 4 down territory.
You talked about this earlier in the show, but haven't really seen Jay Ajayi a lot.
I'm a little surprised. So why'd they sign him?
Makes you wonder.
Sign a young back. Find a guy from Middle Tennessee State who's a little bit younger. Have him on your practice squad. Have him learn your offense and play him. Do not bring back a guy after 13 months if you can't play him.
There's got to be Incarnate Wood.
You get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Somebody from Alcorn State?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nobody? Eagles sub, so they got to let the Giants sub, which I hate that rule, by the way, but it is the rule. Tony Dungy, it's like the Tony Dungy rule. He was the one. Apparently, it was a rule that wasn't really enforced.
Ooh, they jumped.
I think that was on the defense. But
I think so, too.
Nope. They're calling it on the offense.
Jesus.
They cannot afford to have these penalties. It has to be perfect. They're not built to play for. And that's Zach Ertz.
A veteran. a veteran. I can understand it if it's one of these rookies. No, stop. Stop, Zach. Stop complaining like a whiny.
Let's see if he moved. He absolutely moved.
What are you moving for? What, you got gas? What happened?
You know what he's doing? He's looking to get a head start, which means he was the hot read on the play. So he's looking to get a head start. And obviously he's the hot read. Because who the hell else are you going to throw the ball to?
Obviously,
in the red
right?
zone?
Yeah.
Obviously he's the hot read. So that's a tell. Don't run that same play. They'll know.
This is the same thing that happened last time in the red zone. Yep. You get a penalty, backs you up.
Who?
JJ.
Arcega-Whiteside.
Arcega.
Yeah, Arcega-Whiteside.
When he produces, I'll say it.
He got to get another touchdown. Now, this is a big third down. But it's not as big a third down because it's four down territory for me. Field goal does you no good. 17-6, the way this offense has been, means nothing. So they only have to get 1.5 yards, and they can get the other 1.5 on the next one.
I find it interesting they put Boston Scott back in here for this instead of keeping JJ in because it's third and short.
I guess he's the third down back.
I understand both lines of thinking with it, but...
Greg Ward completed 68% of his passes. He threw 52 touchdowns in college.
And one big win against Temple.
First down. First and goal for the Eagles. This is the ball game here. They get a touchdown here. The way the defense has been playing, they can still win this game. We won't feel good about it, but the season will still be alive.
It'll feel gross.
But it'll still count.
It's going to feel like, you know, going out to the bar and picking up somebody at 159. You know you're not waking up to a 10.
You show up at the bar looking for a 10.
But you didn't strike out.
You leave the bar with a 2.
But you didn't strike out.
But 2 is better than 0, baby.
I had a lot of success being that 2.
Yeah, 2 is better than 0.
I had a lot of success being the guy at 159 getting taken home.
There you go. Everybody's just looking to get chosen. Who gets chosen here on the goal line? Smart for the Eagles to just run it
Boston
again.
Boston Scott.
Touchdown, Eagles.
Boston Scott.
Boston Scott.
Let me hear you.
Boston Scott. Yes, yes.
Let's go.
You're just
not
tuning
Boston
into the green zone. Not Boston, Massachusetts.
There's not even 8 people that get that.
Not Boston, Massachusetts.
There's me, you, and Tyrone.
And they're going for 2 here. Which, you know what? They're only going to score one more time.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
what the hell?
With the vaunted offense that we're seeing, I'm not thinking they're going to score.
Although, I might just kick it and then be okay with a tie. A tie keeps you alive.
You can tie in the NFL?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Oh, wait. Morning show guest.
I was about to say. We should have Donovan Knapp, but unfortunately, he was already on today. So
He does know now, huh?
Yeah.
I will say.
He was late coming on today because he was Googling that rule. All right, so they are kicking it. They decide to kick it.
It's the smart play.
Or maybe what they'll do is they'll have the kicker throw again. They'll have the kicker throw. That was a rousing
Have
success.
Greg Ward in there as the holder and have him throw a pass. All right, drilled it. 610-632-0975.
They're winning this game.
Eagles might still win this game.
They're winning this game.
We'll be back.
They're winning the NFC East. Never a doubt.
We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone, presented by the Bet Rivers Sportsbook at Rivers Casino Philadelphia on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Eagles only down 17-10. The action has arrived at Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Everything you want, just the way you want it. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Second and 6. Now, how often this season have we seen the Eagles offense score and then the defense immediately give up points?
Yeah, quite a bit.
This is the stop they need, the stop they have not gotten this season.
Desperately, because they're about 2 first downs away from...
All right, third and short.
That stop right there was huge.
Third and 4.5.
Because we've seen Saquon Barkley stiff arm one guy and bounce to the edge and go. And the fact that they were able to kind of bottle him up.
They
when he was able
him,
to stiff arm one, and then he wasn't able to stiff arm three or four guys, and that was the key.
They've kept him in check. 16 carries. He's averaged less than 4 yards a carry here. So 16 for 65, 4.1 yards a carry. They've kept him bottled up for the most part. And outside of Darby, they've kept an Eli.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the quarter.
It's literally been a Ronald Darby issue with the Eagles on defense.
Really?
Other than that, they've
Eagles
kept the bad 10, offense in check.
Eagles 10-3, Darby 14.
Well, you know, and unfortunately, we mentioned it right before the break, but that ticky-tack holding call that shouldn't have been called ends up being a touchdown to Greg Ward Jr. in the end zone. They call it back for holding. You end up having to kick a field goal. It's a huge swing. This should be a three-point game. Unfortunately, it's not because of refereeing. And by the way, I'm not one of these guys who says, oh, we get screwed and we're, you know, blaming the rest ball. But that was an awful call in a huge spot.
Yeah, one of the worst calls I've ever seen.
That could end up costing this team not only this game, but the division.
Well, let's
possibly.
See.
Possibly. We'll see how it plays out. They have one more quarter to go.
Steve in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
So, we thought it couldn't get worse than the Miami game, and now we're seeing such. This is an indictment on a lot of things that's wrong with this. The philosophy, the thinking that the guys from 2017 could be the same guys that is going to build this dynasty. I just think that, honestly, this coaching staff needs to go. Honestly, I'll probably, after this game, I probably won't even play Carson Wentz for the rest of the season because there's no need.
All right. Vernon in North Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Why wouldn't you play the quarterback? Because you play the quarterback. You play it out.
He might have been on the line of you don't play the quarterback just because you
right,
have no
but
shot.
But that's silly.
I agree with you.
He's got to play through all the adversity. There's no getting around adversity. You have to face it head on. It's all because think about the rest of the locker room now. Any young player, if things get tough, we'll just sit you out. He's got to be out there to the last damn snap. And then you say, look at your whole film and come back next year better.
I completely agree with you. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I want them to get in the playoffs. Look, they might get smacked in the playoffs, but he needs to get some experience.
That's why I still want Eagles to win this game. And I've been on the record. I still think Eli Manning's going to turn the ball over.
You have been. You've been saying
I still believe it. He almost gave it up on the fumble. I still think he's going to turn the ball over.
Vernon, will he turn the ball over?
Yeah, what's going on, Vernon?
I don't know if he will, but right now, the way the team is playing, they playing on the emotional roller coaster, like right now. Like, the defense is...
Jalen Mills is also in the blue tent real fast.
In the first half, the secondary was just horrendous in the first half. It was totally horrendous. The only thing that really saved them was the defensive line was managing to keep pressure on Eli. So I'm looking at the way the second half is going to play out, and I'm thinking that at some point we will create a turnover. I'm hoping this drive that we create some type of turnover to stop them because the offense is not giving us nothing. So I'm just worried that we ain't even gonna pull this game out.
Yeah,
I get your worry, but the Eagles are about to get the ball back.
Yeah, and I just think that
15 minutes left in the game.
The offense is close to incapable of giving you a lot, which is the problem. You need good field position. You need things to go your way. I do agree. I think eventually Eli will give up the ball. I think it's gonna be like a tip ball in the air situation,
something like that.
Yeah.
That was a guy who was pretty open, and Eli would have missed there. He's now 12 for 25. He has been very cold out of halftime. I guess kudos to the coach for making adjustments at halftime that he shouldn't have had to make in the first place.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's a little too late, but he did it.
I'm just saying, I'm wondering. And they need a punt returner in the worst way because there was actually room there. But Greg Ward Jr., again, not a natural punt returner. He's a former quarterback. So I don't know what to do, Vernon. But the Eagles they're still in this game. Boston Scott right now is your running back. Your wide receivers on one side, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. On the other side, Greg Ward Jr. Perkins is your third wide receiver right now. Right tackle, I believe there's Vitae in the game as your right tackle. And no Miles Sanders, so Boston Scott is your main running back. And now you must go 80-plus yards to
with
get
that.
A touchdown.
I said it last drive. You were playing with your Week 4 preseason starting roster. Basically, other than Carson Wentz and a few offensive linemen, that's what you threw out in Week 4 of the preseason.
So they're going 12 personnel, but your wide receivers are indeed Ward and Arcega-Whiteside, and you must go 87 yards.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Well.
So you're saying there's a chance. So you're saying Greg there's
Ward,
a chance.
Greg Ward with a nice little screenplay.
Greg Ward thinks there's a chance.
And now he's down. And he's down after
who else
play.
Would they have? They'd have to throw, a cornerback in there?
What the heck are you doing, Howie and Doug? Looks like his legs got twisted
up. My issue is you knew that the field conditions weren't going to be good.
It looks like he got up. He got up slow, but got up.
We never should be gasping for air when Greg Ward Jr. goes down. This
Boston
never should have happened.
Up the middle.
What was Howie doing?
I don't know.
Was there a Cyber Monday sale that I wasn't aware of that he had to hop on and decided to call up a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Is he still in Miami? Is he still on that boost cruise that the bro and Anthony went on? I mean, I don't know.
Jake in Harrisburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone. What's up, Jake?
I'm frustrated. I just hear that Miles Sanders is being checked out. That's not good.
It's like every single guy who you pointed to and, okay, well, he's got to come up big. They've all seemed to leave the game with an injury.
I don't know where we go right now. I don't know where we go for weapons. I mean, we're moving the ball down the field.
Boston Scott. And they're almost at midfield. I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. Just get the game tied and I'll worry about it then.
Yeah, I mean, you want the answer of where to go? College. You're going to have to go to college in the draft to get to
college. This year,
my original
weapons?
Frustration I called with, it's kind of diverted now. I was really upset at first when Carson didn't jump up and throw that ball away and save a 3rd-and-2.
When it was a high snap?
Yeah, I really wish he would have thrown that out of bounds.
Yeah, I think initially he was looking, he picked it up, was looking downfield to see if there's anyone open, and it was too late. And he didn't realize it. But
I think the other part is, can you definitely get it to the line of scrimmage there? He was within the tackle box, so you can't just throw it anywhere. If you throw it out of bounds and there's no one there.
Janoris Chang has just got, his jock strap is in the 15th row.
Yep.
After a move, you got played by Boston Scott.
You did. All right. I missed it. That's my fault, Tuck. Sorry for the wait, man. Eagles look like they're driving on PlaySugarHouse.com. The point spread, they're on that only +148. You mentioned the hedge earlier. You could maybe win either way on that hedge if you had mentioned that. Let's look ahead, though, to week 15, and that's a drop. Is there anything that you like?
Yeah, there's a handful of things. And never apologize, man. I was entertained. You guys are great at what you do. I'm sitting here enjoying the game, and I got to tell you, I can't imagine watching the Eagles all season without listening to you guys.
You guys
make this game really entertaining. No, I'm
someone's
got to
be entertaining because it's not the Eagles.
And by the way, that's why you hedge, by the way. I mean, the Eagles now, like you said, I mean, they're driving, they're looking pretty good. If you bet on the Giants side, it's like, cool, you don't have to worry about it right now. That's why we hedge. Looking forward, man, I think there's a little bit of value out there. I do like the Titans. I've been all over them. Ryan Tannehill.
Looks like he's getting a contract extension, too.
Yeah, I mean, he looks good. I wouldn't break the bank for him. He's only been good for about 6 games. Let's see him do it for a season or so. But, I don't think that ship slows down. I like the Titans this week. Believe it or not, the Jets getting more than 2 touchdowns. I think it's maybe a little bit of a letdown game for the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Jets can keep it, resemble sort of close. I just don't like giving up 2 touchdowns, so I kind of like the Jets there.
Got you.
And I like the Jaguars. I know you're covering this game. I like the Jaguars getting 6. The Oakland Raiders have let up about 443 points the last 3 games. Wow. And somehow they're 6-point favorites.
Yeah, they might not be without Josh Jacobs again.
Yeah, it looks like he's nicked up.
Probably out for the season.
And it looks like a lot of the genius stuff that was coming out of Oakland was really behind a running back that was really good. As the Eagles get another first down to Boston Scott.
Why did it take this long for this team to wake up?
A little creativity on offense. Creativity. And now
did they
Eagles,
just show up?
It just flipped. The Eagles are now -124 favorites in the game on PlaySugarHouse.com.
That's why
it
you hedge.
That fast, Tuck.
That's why you hedge.
Yeah. That's a lesson.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you got to imagine, listen, I mean, obviously it hasn't been pretty and none of us is like, but you love it. I mean, they're just doing screen pass after screen pass. And by the way, it's just a simple thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yep. Make them adjust to it.
Do what works. I mean, this Giants defense has been terrible all season long, and you like seeing it. And finally, for the first time we've seen in a long time, this Eagles team, they look desperate. And that's what they need, this desperation, this sense of urgency. Maybe they pull this one out.
Yeah, maybe, Tuck. Listen, we appreciate all of it. Also, you gave us a little prop bet before the game, and I want to give you some credit. I mean, the game's not quite over, but you did the under 65 yards from Miles Sanders. He's only at 37, and they're not going to run the ball much more this game. I think we look pretty good on that prop bet.
Yeah, we look pretty good. Carson Wentz, what are we looking here? Carson Wentz is at 184 yards. We need another, say, 50 yards.
I actually think you're going to get that, too, just because of worst case is garbage time. So I think we're looking good on the prop bets.
We'll see how it goes. Okay, man. Anyway, good luck to your Eagles. We'll see how it goes. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Talk to you next week. Appreciate it, Tuck.
At least Tuck is making us money. At least he's making us money.
Money.
Look at Carson, elude defenders. Duck under a guy.
And is somebody open? Ah!
There was.
Number 19. It's the white side. It was not to.
And he once again.
Didn't catch it.
Doesn't catch it.
He found, because the bad camera work, again, somebody comes flying across the screen. The ball wasn't to him. The ball was to white side.
Dude, like how
here
do
we
you,
go. Now we get to play.
It's trying to find somebody.
Ducks, throws it. He's throwing it to white side. Ah.
I want to see one more.
Yeah, maybe he couldn't catch it.
Yeah, if the defender made a nice play, which it looked like it might have. He might have tipped that ball.
Oh, number 84 tipped the ball.
Yeah, so Ward tipped the ball, and then I think a defender did get on the plane. But it goes back to what you've been saying all game, and the camera work has been brutal, and now it looks like they took a timeout. They took a timeout because they couldn't get the play in.
It's tough.
In time. I mean, and now they're coming unraveled all of a sudden.
Well, no, they called timeout, I thought. Oh, he's challenging, saying it was pass interference.
Oh.
You know what?
We might have been able to see if it was pass interference if they had given us a better replay.
It's going to be tough to overturn this because I think Ward tipped it.
He did tip it. He definitely tipped it.
But if an offensive player tips it, is it live ball the same way a defensive player tips it?
I believe so. Let me look up the rules so we're not making things up.
I'm okay with this challenge for one reason. It's only a one-score game. It's 10 minutes left. You still have the 2-minute warning, so I'm not worried about the timeout.
I'm not a fan of it. I don't think it gets overturned. I don't think there's any way it gets overturned. And
I'm calling it because I'm desperate. I can't get third and long.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
I can't get third and long.
I don't like it.
I like it. I'm saying it right now.
You've been able to get big chunk plays this entire drive.
Not on third down, you haven't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Third down, you haven't.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, my thing is you can get those chunk plays when they don't know they're coming.
Yeah.
Tougher with this personnel, which I hate.
Where are they on the field?
They're near. They are at the Giants 29. The problem is they're in field goal range.
So
with 10 minutes left, you kick the field goal now.
That's what I'm saying. So that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't have challenged it because you're going to lose the timeout that you might end up needing, and then you can kick the field goal.
I'm not worried about one timeout, 10 minutes left when I still have the 2-minute warning.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this.
I'm not. I don't think.
And by the way, I'll be a huge fan of it if they get it.
Well, that's not allowed. I don't think he's going to get it.
Yeah, I would.
I don't think he's going to get it, but you're not allowed to be. Yeah. I like the fact that he's recognizing for the first time this year that his weapons aren't good because he hasn't recognized it all year. He has called 35 passes and 20 runs so far this game. Brian and
Oaks. So it's been pretty evened out.
35 to 20. Yeah, it's
I'll take it.
Brian in Oaks, PA, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian?
Brian's heading into to Lincoln Financial Field to play cornerback or wide receiver.
Maurice in Upper Darby, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Maurice?
Rain, depressing, You know, before 17, man, I said Nate deal with the devil. It was one of the subjects on one of you guys' shows. Would I take mediocrity the next couple of years if we won the Super Bowl?
Everybody said yes, but everybody lied.
Yeah, of course, you know, because this state of depression, man, you know. I mean, before that, the only thing you had was, like, you can go back to the Deshaun Jackson run back against the Giants game to cheer you up, you know. And that and the O.J. Simpson not guilty verdict for me, but still got the Super Bowl. But I mean, come on, man! Like, what is going on? Like, how can you not have? You know, there's nothing better on a practice squad. No receivers, no nothing. Like,
I hate that call.
I mean, you know, did we even talk to Antonio Brown? I know people don't like him, but this is what you get if you don't take a chance. You know, like,
my big issue, Maurice, is the fact that you had three guys on the practice squad, two of which have been on the practice squad for a while, and you decide to not call up any of them. So why are they on the practice squad? If when you need them, you can't call on them. Why are they there?
Yep, it's supposed to be just the dress, and now you have a third and long right now, and you need one of these guys to make a play.
And that's the perfect way to put it. One of these guys.
Right. One of these guys. We got these so-called two all-world tight ends that this year I don't know what's going on with them.
Boy, like, deep shot. Deep shot.
No way.
And he dropped it.
You know why he dropped it? Because he's a wide receiver.
And he dropped it.
God. Hey, our first round pick, is he hurt? Our first round pick from this year, is he hurt?
No, but he can't play right tackle. We've learned that, so.
I mean, Peters can barely play left tackle right now.
Right, but but after the performance, like, that pass was on the money.
What could he have done?
No, I love blaming Wentz. This is the thing. This is a new Philadelphia hobby. Wentz stinks. It's just him. He's got to catch that. He's got to catch that.
He's got to.
6-1-0. Let's wait for the field goal attempt because I think they're going to kick it. It makes sense to kick it. Now, you can earn your money right here.
He missed it.
And he missed it.
He missed
another one inside of 50 when he got paid. That's two in a row when it matters.
Yep.
Kickers. I hate all of you kicker lovers. I hate every single one of you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Back here on the Green Zone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.